Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Donnie, as we've talked about many times today, there are many bigger picture stories with the Steelers-Ravens games. You know, for example, Mike Tomlin. I mean, the narrative that's going to surround him all offseason, I think, is solely dependent on this game. They lose, especially if they get blown out, but if they merely lose, then you have a playoff losing streak that's near a decade. Then you have everybody with pretty good fodder saying, man, you should either move on or put him on a hot seat going into next season. All that stuff. That completely changes if they win the game. Pending further playoff results. I mean, they lose 47-10 the next week. Yeah, but there's a lot going on here. And one is that several people, including coaches, not Tomlin, I don't think, of course, but several people may be making their final appearances in the black and gold here. Let's talk about that. Let's do it in the form of this. We'll call it the end game. And I want you, Donnie Football, to tell me the percent chance that this guy will be back with the Steelers next season. Start with this one, the obvious one, Najee, who said yesterday, yes, he's well aware that that could be the case. He's compartmentalized it to where he's focused totally on this game, but he's well aware of it. Percent chance Najee is back.
Do you want just a percentage or a little explanation?
For whatever you feel is appropriate, Donnie.
I only give this about a 10% chance. I think Ray was around the same number. I think this will be as simple as, you know, a handshake at the end of the year, a thank you for your service. Good luck to you elsewhere. If you happen to not really get anything else, come on back. We can talk. Although I think to Najee's credit, even though I haven't been a gigantic fan of him as a player, that I think he's going to get himself at least a little bit of money this offseason.
I don't know about that.
I think, man, it's more than what the Steelers would give.
I don't know about that either. I look at his numbers, and they're cumulatively impressive, but he's not that impressive.
How about what Aikman said during that game?
Yeah, and he was need to figure out a new bar for running backs at 1,000 yards now that we're playing 17 games these days. Donnie, he averages under 4 yards a carry for his career. I mean, it's... He's not a needle mover. He's not a home run hitter. He's durable, and I love his attitude. He runs with attitude. I just don't think he's very good. I think there are a lot of guys. Now, not a lot of guys maybe who could play this many games. What is it, 72, something like that?
Mm-hmm.
This many games in a row. But he's just not that good. That's the problem, and that's a problem. And even his durability and his mileage is going to work against him in free agency, because people look at that, say, my God, this guy already has a million touches, and look at all the games he's played. What are we getting here? We're getting a guy who averages under 4 yards a carry, is not a home run threat, and has tons of mileage. So I disagree, but we can agree to disagree. We got to move through these. You ready?
Go ahead.
Russell Wilson, percent chance.
49.
By the way, I give Najee about the same thing, less than 10, really. 49 for Russell. So much dependent on this game. I believe in Russell. So I'm going to say a 60% chance right now, though it's going to get very complicated.
I do think it's as simple as if he has a good game tomorrow night.
So do I.
Yeah.
Justin Fields.
35.
I'm going to say I think that Justin Fields may find a suitor out there, but more importantly, and again, a lot dependent on the game. Like if Russell stinks and the Steelers want him, I should say 35%, really, because it's not me making this decision. if Mike Tomlin likes him and the Steelers like him, they might not have a bunch of choices.
Could you imagine the shift or maybe the conversation that takes place if the Steelers are, I don't want to say stagnant, but let's say they're not cruising up and down the field. Russell Wilson's playing an okay game. They bring in Justin Fields for one of these plays, and he pops off. Let's say it's one of those read option plays where he goes for 50 yards, they score a touchdown, and all of a sudden the Steelers are in the game. I think right there in the instance of one play,
yeah,
a lot of conversations can change.
George Pickens, percent chance he's back next year.
I'm putting that at a straight up 50-50.
So am I.
It might be a cop-out answer, but I think it truly is. You either sign the guy or you trade the guy.
TJ Watt, that may sound crazy. He's got 1 year left on his deal. Under the old, what was it, the Ralph Kiner theory that the Pirates GM said to him, we can win with you or we can lose with you and we can lose without you. TJ Watt is due for a gigantic new contract this offseason. This offseason. Of course I want him. Of course I'd pay him. He's TJ Watt. But would, if you're back in the same old place again, would trading him while he's still marketable to the point of maybe 2 first-round picks? Is he that good still? I don't know. That's what Khalil Mack once netted right around this point in his career. He could launch a, quote, rebuild. However, I don't think the Steelers will do that. I think there's a 99.9% chance.
The same exact number. I didn't know how much into the decimals you wanted to go to, but I say 99%.
But if it were me running the team that and they lose, especially if they lose emphatically again in the playoffs, I don't see how you couldn't consider that to, like, how do we jumpstart this thing? More importantly, how do we find our quarterback? How do we find our quarterback?
You'd absolutely need to have your socks knocked off by an offer. And I also think you'd have to stay away from a good chunk of teams. Like, basically anybody you see as a future contender in the AFC.
All right, let's run quickly through these. Minka has $22 and $24 million cap hits ahead. That's all pro team was interesting to me because he ain't on it. First or second team. He's slipped in our eyes. He's slipped in everybody's eyes at this point. You willing to pay him that much still? Or would you put him on the block?
I would have him still over 50%, but more like a 60 to 65%. I think he's right back here next season, but I at least can squint and see a world where they maybe try to make some sort of move there.
Dan Moore.
I put that at like 5 to 10, similar to Najee.
Me too. Cam Sutton. Terrible signing.
2%. I understood, like, the, well, it's risk because of all this stuff happening. I didn't like the signing when it happened, and I definitely don't like it now. I think he's been bad, downright bad.
Neither do I, and yet they seem to like him. So I'm going to put it at 50-50.
And it was another...
Wouldn't be for me.
It was another case that they thought, well, we'll bring him in and we'll fix him up. The guy just had some horrible legal trouble, but we'll bring him in here and we'll fix him up. Now, he's been bad.
Cordarrelle Patterson.
15.
What?
I don't know.
I put it at 0, but I put wherever Arthur Smith, if he winds up getting a head coaching job, I think Cordarrelle will be his assistant head coach, his coordinator, and his starting running back.
Well, are you going to get to Arthur Smith as part of this?
I am going to get to that, yes. DeMarvin Leal has 1 year left. What has happened with this guy? Percent chance.
Well, he's basically been on the side of a milk carton for the last 2 years. I don't know. I'll go like 20. I think it's a pretty small chance.
Ogunjobi, $10.5 million hit next season.
I think he's someone that they move on from. Another one of those, listen, man, just part of doing business. We can save some cash here.
It was a bad signing. I said it at the time. Paid him too much money. Too undependable. He has some really good games. Can look dominant even at times, which makes you wonder, why not more often? Not worth the money. Move on. Rebuild that defensive line. Arthur Smith, percent chance he's back.
I'd give it 75. I think there's a pretty strong chance he's back here. Like, they won't part ways. So unless he actually would get offered and hired for one of the head coaching positions out there, I don't think he's going anywhere. Although I don't think he will. Like, a lot of the 2 interviews he has, the nets are cast very wide.
But if he gets one of those offers, he's gone. I don't care what he says.
Oh, yeah.
There's 32 of these jobs on the planet.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not blaming the guy if he takes another head coaching position, but I don't think the team parts ways.
Me neither. And I think the team, again, largely dependent on this